when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, precious, dear, pure, precious Blood River Radio family, as promised on the top of this hour, we are bringing in none other than the one and only Pastor Chuck Baldwin, a.k.a. Dr. Chuck Baldwin. We spoke to him many years ago when I was a co-host with the Political Cesspool. I can flat tell you, I got out of the Baptist church for the same reason that Pastor Chuck Baldwin moved his church, out from Pensacola, Florida, I believe it was, and out into Montana. But anyway, before I go, I'm so excited, people. You know, I'm just an old combat medic, RN, and I'm kind of semi-amateur at doing this, but I'm very, very excited, so bear with me. You know, I'm a type A personality person, type AAA. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to let Pastor Chuck Baldwin introduce himself. How you doing this afternoon, Pastor Baldwin?
Well, doing great. Thank you very much, Eddie, for letting me come on your program. It's terrific what you're doing. And we're just doing great up here in Montana. The Lord is blessing our outreach ministries in ways that we could have never imagined when we left Florida. You know, I was 58 years old whenever we moved from a 35-year ministry of a very large church there on the Gulf Coast. And you know, we didn't have any idea what we were going to run into. It was truly a step of faith. And we had no assurances of success of any kind. We started from scratch, just like we did whenever we were 23 and started the church down in Florida. And, you know, since that time, not only has the physical congregation grown, but the internet online audience has mushroomed into a multi-thousand audience with people watching all over the world. In fact, we have over 200 satellite fellowships around the world, Eddie. These are people that gather together in small groups. Some meet in their homes, some meet in complexes, or maybe a Lions Club building, or they rent a small facility and have 15 or 20 people. Some have eight or 10, and they meet all over the world, and they watch Liberty Fellowship on Sunday afternoon, and then they have their own fellowship there at the location where they are. And but the bottom line is that the eyes of thousands and thousands of people are awakening to the truth of the liberty message and the gospel new covenant message that we preach. And it's just, to me, not only is it exciting, it's just at this stage in my ministry, I would have never dreamed that the outreach would have grown to the degree that it has. So thank you for asking.
Yes, sir. If you will, before I ask you a question, I'll ask you the question, and then I want you to plug your website, because, Pastor, nothing happens by accident. I became a Christian very late in life. I was 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday before I got baptized. I was baptized in the Southern Baptist Church. Within 18 months, I left. It broke my heart, but I told Pastor that was head of our church that I have to leave. What messed me up, Pastor, I read the King James Bible from cover to cover, and I said, what you're preaching, Pastor, it just breaks my heart, I've got to go, but you're preaching you're not preaching the gospel. You know, you've turned Israel and you turned the Jews into an idol. And so with that, Pastor, before I segue into to the meat of this article you wrote, if you will, Pastor, please tell the people how they can tune in to this wonderful ministry of yours, and, you know, to the fellowship, Liberty Fellowship, how they can tune in, how can they get you the tapes, the books, and but most importantly, how can they hear the gospel from you, Pastor Baldwin?
Well, I appreciate that. We have two primary websites. One is my personal site, and that's chuckbaldwinlive.com. And if you go to that site, you will find things that are not on the fellowship site. For example, my syndicated column that I write every week, and anybody can subscribe free of charge, and we will send them the electronic version of the column in their email each week if they subscribe. And that we've been doing that for over 20 years, and we have thousands and thousands of people that subscribe to the column, and we talk about issues that sometimes we don't have time to talk about on a Sunday service, and it's kind of a supplement to what we're doing on Sunday. But that's my my website, which is Chuck Baldwin Live, all one word, .com. And then Liberty Fellowship MT.com. MT stands for Montana. Liberty Fellowship MT.com. That is where we have all of our archive messages. That's where we have our live stream message every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 Mountain Time. We live stream our messages. And if people want to find that, they just go to our website, libertyfellowshipmt.com, and then look at the live stream link. Click that, and it comes up, and it's live. There's no censorship. We're on several other platforms, including YouTube, but YouTube often will censor our messages. So I try to encourage people to go to our website, libertyfellowshipmt.com, because there's no censorship whatsoever on our website. All of our archive messages are there, going back for over a decade. And in fact, I'm right now preaching through a prophecy series, and we have all of those up online. And then I preached a lengthy Israel series, which was the predicate for the prophecy series. I started that back in 2014, and all of those messages are online. So if they want to watch the messages, they would go to libertyfellowshipmt.com. If they want to read my column, they would go to chuckbaldwinlive.com. But both of those websites also have the store that you're speaking of, in which we have a lot of our DVD messages online, and we carry some of the greatest books that any Christian should have in their library, books that most Christians ignore, and they are so powerful and so needful that I became a distributor for these books, and we are proud to have them on our store online. Plus, we print the freedom documents, which we're actually doing this week. We print twice a year. These are the greatest historical documents of America's history in one volume. We're the only place in the world you can buy this book, because we compiled it, we publish it, we edit it, and we print twice a year, once in June and once in November. So the November printing is about to go out, and if people would like to get that. I mean, if you could only have two books in your library, if everything else, you know, was removed and you were not did not have them, the two books should be the Matthew Henry Study Bible, which we carry, and I'm so excited to be a distributor for that Bible, and then the Freedom Document, which is the great history of our country. And those two books together would give you basically everything you would need spiritually and governmentally to live in freedom and the liberty of Christ. So anyway, that's the two websites, and I appreciate you letting me share those.
I appreciate you sharing it, Pastor Chuck, because you know what? Our mission here is a lot of our mission is to save people. And, you know, before I'm going to ask you, I'm so excited. We could do this interview for 12 hours straight and not even touch the scratch surface. But before I go, you mentioned the gospel, and I'm being, this is a rhetorical question. Pastor Chuck, Dr. Chuck, I just prefer to use pastor because I consider you, I mean, I consider you my pastor. I really do. What in a nutshell, Pastor, what is the gospel of Jesus Christ? What is the new covenant? And, you know, what, and before we get into the meat of this article, that's a part one, first part of the part of a two-part question. But what is the gospel, Pastor, and why are people having so much trouble between the two covenants, the old covenant and the new covenant? But go ahead, Pastor.
Like you said, we could talk for a long time on this. In fact, I preached a message on the preeminence of the new covenant and the abolishment of the old covenant. And that message will be included in the next prophecy package. I consider it so important that I put it in the prophecy package. And the reason it's so important to the prophecy package is because the book of Revelation is not really a book of prophecy, although it does contain prophecy. It is a book of the new covenant. There are
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Well, everyone, I would say good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Hey, I reversed order on that. Did y'all get that? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I just did it different. I did this show a lot different than any we've ever done. I had debated back and forth whether to do the intro as a, like we always do, you know, strictly Orthodox, or do it this way. But, you know, me and Jay, we decided that we'd do something different to wake everybody up. Anyway, people, you're listening to Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Blood River Radio. It is November the 19th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2022. And as you know, there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. So we'll just do the prayer later after the end of the show because we're doing everything different. I will tell you a little bit about Chuck Baldwin. We chased him. It took us 2 months to get him. We finally got him. He seldom does interviews anymore. We consider ourselves really fortunate. I think the reason we got him is because, I was telling Jay during the break, it's because we're good buddies with the sailors, and he loves the sailors of USS Liberty. But people, I will let you know, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, a.k.a. Dr. Chuck Baldwin, he is a consummate professional. He is the only really hardcore minister that I'm acquainted with. I'm not saying there's none of the other ones out there, but I hope you enjoy this interview. We taped him live Wednesday. Cameron came on and did it on his day off. Well, actually, he took off his job. We've got to reimburse Cameron for that. Jay's running the board tonight. Bless his heart. Bless Cameron's heart. They're the finest people you've ever seen. But we're really excited to get this. And listen, Chuck Baldwin, he knows who the enemy is. He has identified the enemy. This article that on ChuckBaldwinLive.com, I pulled this article off. It's called, the name of the article is, "They Don't Call Israel the Third Rail of Politics for Nothing." I'm sure you heard a lot of the stuff he talked about in the first segment. But he's hitting on all cylinders. He names everything that the international Zionist Jews are into. Now, we did not emphasize the banking that they're into enough. And before we start that tape, because I don't want to mess up too much of the tape. Don't want to give too much away. But by the way, Gene and Rand and Nancy are off tonight because of this recording. We'll hopefully next week we'll have Michael Tubbs back on to start to finish up our self-defense course. Listen, before we go to this tape, we named everything that the international Jew is involved in. The number, in my opinion, there's nothing that surpasses the financial, the monetary system. People, if we let these people go, if we let these Zionists go to a digital currency in the United States and worldwide, that's it. We'll all be instant slaves. We'll be on that China social credit score. And if you misbehave in any way at all, if you don't bend over and you don't get the jab, if you criticize the government, you'll be unable to buy, sell, and trade. So I think, once again, to repeat myself, we have to rebel. We have to do what it takes and keep us from going over on this digital currency. We've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We've got to get rid of the Internal Revenue Service. We basically have to get rid of this whole damn government if we know it. We've got to do what it takes because I'm telling you what, people, it's either us or them. They're going to make us the slaves and kill us, or we're going to have to get rid of them. And I don't give a damn how we do it. And that's the way it is. We've got to get rid of. We got to get our own money system back. That's the number one issue. Well, people, I'm just going to close by saying this. Of all the number one issues, of all the issues that we covered with Pastor Baldwin, I don't think we hit that one hard enough. But anyway, I'm going to shut up right now. People are going to go, listen. After we run this tape, we're going to bring a baby sister, Monica, to help us. We're going to dissect this, finish dissecting the rest of this talk from Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Anyway, go ahead, Jay. Can you run it, young fella?
It is a book of the New Covenant. There are four books in the New Testament that are exclusively written to promote the gospel of the New Covenant. And those books are the book of Romans, the book of Galatians, the book of Hebrews, and the book of Revelation. Those four books are the explanation and glorification of the New Covenant gospel. And when you say to the average evangelical, what is the gospel, you would get basically the same answer. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and faith in that work of Christ for salvation. And that is true. There's nothing theologically in error with that statement. The problem is that most evangelicals do not understand what the work of Christ on Calvary did in establishing a new covenant and abolishing the old covenant. They still have this erroneous idea that the old covenant is relevant to New Testament Christianity. And they keep trying to bring in old covenant feast days and ceremonies and observances and new moons and all of these kind of things from the old covenant and incorporating those into the New Testament church. They keep extolling the virtue of Israel, which is in Palestine today, believing that that Zionist Israel, created by the satanic Rothschild family and has been controlled by global Zionists ever since, that is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy relative to Old Testament Israel. And they don't understand that Old Testament Israel was destroyed by God. It'll never rise again. National Israel was never a everlasting entity. They sinned away their place as God's chosen people. God removed them as his people whenever he was crucified and died and rose from the dead. And he brought in the new covenant, which is a body of believers from all nations, all races, all ethnicities, all tongues, all are one in Christ, this new spiritual body of Christ, as we call the church. Yes. That is the new covenant gospel that most 90, well, at least over 80% of evangelical pastors do not understand, much less preach. And so when you talk about the gospel, you cannot talk about the true gospel without recognizing the new covenant that the Lord created through his work on the cross.
It is summed up very eloquently in the third chapter of Galatians. And Pastor, not tooting my horn, but I was very new in the church. Like I said, I was almost 62 years old before I got baptized. And it seemed to me just as plain as a neon light going off in a darkened coal mine. You know, you won't need any other scriptures. I mean, if you go to the third chapter of Galatians, and you mentioned this Old Testament, you know, I think the Pastor Paul referred to those people as Judaizers. You know, he tried to constantly caution his people, don't fall back into this Old Testament stuff. That the Judaizers are trying to get you back into, get our people in, saying you had to be circumcised, you had to follow the holy days, et cetera, like you mentioned. But Pastor, that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I'm running out of time, but trying to hurry. The most amazing thing I've ever seen. It's more a mystery to me than how they created the pyramids. It's how you can see doctors and lawyers, people with IQs 140, 150 that are in the church, and you can show them these scriptures that prove what you said is true, and their just eyes just glass over. Before I try to go to this article, like I said, I wish we could go 12 hours on this thing. Before I go to this article you read, they don't call Israel the third rail of politics for nothing. By the way, Cameron, our little 20-year-old, can tell you I'm always going down these rabbit trails because I get so excited. One question goes into another, and that goes into another. But anyway, I don't understand how they couldn't see that. And I'm so excited, I almost lost my train of thought there. But quickly, before we go to this article, Pastor, because I know you're running out of time, why, and I asked you this question, you probably don't remember, about 15 years ago, with the political cesspool, is why can't these people that have an IQ that dwarfs mine, why can't they see the plain truth? I'm talking about people that go to this. For instance, I'm really napalm the Southern Baptist all the time because I felt like the Southern Baptist Church betrayed the Christianity. Why can they not go? You got these doctors, MDs, IQ of 140, 150, and they go to church, and you go to Sunday school with them.
Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The United Kingdom has been the staunchest Western supporter of Ukraine, a point that UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak reiterated during a surprise visit to Kyiv Saturday to President Volodymyr Zelensky.
This year alone, we have provided £2.3 billion of military support, and we will do the same again next year.
Sunak is pledging more support. He's promising an air defense package valued at $60 million. It comes as Russia has been attacking Ukraine's key infrastructure from the air, causing widespread blackouts. Sunak also says the UK will provide training and humanitarian support. Jack Smith is a name that you are about to hear more. He's been appointed special counsel to oversee the Justice Department investigation into the presence of classified documents at former President Donald Trump's Florida estate. Trump spoke at Mar-a-Lago Friday night, giving his reaction to the news.
This is a rigged deal, just as the 2020 election was rigged, and we can't let them get away with it. We can't do it. We cannot let this happen to our country.
Trump lost the 2020 presidential election and every lawsuit challenging the results. He also referred to Smith, a Justice Department veteran, as, quote, super radical left. Much of Western New York remains in a state of emergency as a big lake effect snowstorm continues to hit the region. Mayor Byron Brown says progress has been made in the cleanup, but there is still a long way to go, especially in South Buffalo, which accumulated at least 4 feet.
Currently in that area, we are hauling snow because so much snow has fallen. There's really no place to put it now.
More snow expected Saturday night into the early morning. At least another foot is in the forecast. Travel bans remain in parts of Buffalo and north of the city. Online at usaradio.com, you are listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, God bless you so much. I just wanted to come in here, just in case anybody's just now tuning in. This is probably the most unorthodox program I've done in a long time. I don't really think in an organized manner. I kind of think I'm used to thinking on the run, you know, running from the VC, running from the cops when I was a kid. But anyway, just in case you just came in, we have Pastor, aka Dr. Chuck Baldwin, and we were extremely fortunate to get him. He's agreed to come on some more, and I'll tell you what, in my opinion, he's a great Christian. He's hardcore Christian. He's wise he knows the enemy. He knows the one world international Jew. And don't take my word for it. Go to the scripture. One of these days I'm going to preach a whole sermon on that. Just go to John 8:44. Go to 2 John. Go to Galatians. You'll prove it. You know, and I'm going to wrap this up real quickly, because you know, the Antichrist is what we said. You know, it's a spirit. It's not just one big booger bear. It's going to be the Antichrist that's going to come on the scene. It's a spirit. Well, anyway, Dr. Chuck Baldwin knows about that. And just in case, like I say, Drew, I know I'm repeating myself, but just in case you're just coming on, this was an interview. We had to tape him Wednesday because he was really specific. We had to start taping him at exactly 1:45 p.m. a mountain, which was 2:45 p.m. our time. So that's what we did. It's a fantastic tape. Just in case you're coming in, folks, and we'll try to pick up business as usual after we get through running this tape. And we have a kid coming. She, bless her heart, her name is Lizzie. She's Jay's daughter, and she's on the board tonight. She's learning. I'm sure she'll do a great job. And I told her when we got ready to run that tape, I would say what I'm getting ready to say. Run it, Lizzie. Why can they not go? You got these doctors, MDs, IQ of 140, 150, and they go to church, and you go to a Sunday school with them, and you can show them you can show them John 8:44. I know you know what I'm talking about, and you can show them the passage in Galatians. You can go to 2 John and show them that if anyone brings to you a gospel other than the one that we have taught. The one being Christ risen on the cross. It says, do not have anything to do with them. Do not bring them in your house. Do not even bid them Godspeed, because if you do, you will, and this is paraphrased, you will suffer the same consequences they suffer. Pastor, and this is the question I asked you 15 years ago. Are they blinded by Satan himself? Is it a supernatural blinding that's keeping these brilliant people from seeing the obvious truth? What's your opinion on that, Pastor?
Yeah, there's no question. You got to remember that human intelligence has nothing to do with spiritual discernment. You know, the wisdom of God is foolishness to men. And the book of Corinthians goes into detail quite a bit talking about the difference between the wisdom of men and the wisdom of God. And there's a lot of people in and out of the church that are very brilliant men in terms of IQ or in terms of human wisdom. But that means nothing, absolutely nothing, to spiritual discernment. In fact, it's an impediment to spiritual discernment, because most people that are of that caliber, they are proud and arrogant in themselves and believe that they have the knowledge that is supreme and cannot be taught anything. So really, the more intelligent people are, the more difficult it is for them to see truth because of the arrogance of their heart. But it is a spiritual blindness. All truth comes from God. And I don't care if it's mathematics, 2 + 2 = 4. All truth comes from God, and all truth leads back to God. And so how do people learn truth? Real truth, God's truth. The only way that can happen is through illumination of the Holy Spirit in the heart and mind of people to be able to see truth. Because real truth has a spiritual foundation in it. It is first and foremost a spiritual nature, which means that it's void of human wisdom, void of human nature. It's something that must come from the spirit, not the flesh. So as long as people are living in the flesh and they look at the flesh and they trust the flesh and the mind of the flesh, and the wisdom of the flesh, they will never be open to spiritual wisdom. Their hearts are closed. The only way those hearts can be opened is through the illuminating power of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God must open their hearts and minds to give them the desire for truth, first of all. If you don't desire truth, you're never going to learn truth. The very first step of knowing truth is to have a desire for truth. And you'd be surprised how many so-called Christian pastors really don't have a heart for truth. They regurgitate what they've been taught. They're content in what they've been taught. Their lifestyle is very content. Most of them have a very comfortable life, multi-vacations every year, very comfortable income. They have great security. They have more than the average person would ever think about And in that comfort zone, they're very secure. If all of a sudden they said to themselves, you know, I may not be accurate on some of the things that I teach. I may need to know other things that I don't know. And they began to search truth. They know instinctively that that could cause serious problems, because when you start learning truth, that means that it shines the light on the error that you have believed. And that's what happened to me. You know, I taught Christian Zionism for over 30 years. To be honest, I did not know that term. It was never taught to me in that term. I never heard the term Christian Zionism until much, much later. But that's what I was teaching nonetheless. That's what I believed. I just didn't know what it was called. And for over 30 years, I taught that. I just regurgitated what I was taught. But the difference is the Lord began to show in my heart that what I was teaching was error. I didn't know what that meant, because that meant that something else was true. I had no idea what that was. So that set me on a quest to find the truth. But the point is that it's not easy for someone who has believed something for a lifetime and has taught it for a lifetime to admit to themselves, you know what, I've been teaching error. I was wrong. I need to repent of that. I need to search the scripture to find the truth. And that's what it did. And it's taken me from 2007 until where we are today on this journey for me to be able to stand up and preach what is the true teaching of the book of Revelation, which I'm about halfway through that series right now, by the way. I just finished message number 10 on the 144,000. So they have to have an open mind, and most of them don't. Their minds are as closed as a sealed vault, and they're not going to learn truth in that condition. So I think what you ask, you basically answered, because it is a spiritual blindness. And then, therefore, Eddie, it has to be a spiritual awakening in their hearts for them to see it.
God bless you, Pastor. I'll tell you what, my spine is just tingling. I mean, you are totally amazing. And you know what, Pastor Baldwin, dear Blood River Radio family, Pastor Baldwin puts out a newsletter every week. You can get that, like he said, at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. I cannot recommend that highly enough. That's where I get these articles. Pastor Baldwin, what time we have left? I'm hurrying. I'm famous for getting down these rabbit trails. But that segues perfectly what you said. Into this article you wrote that I fell in love with when I read it. It says, they don't call Israel the third rail of politics for nothing. And I'll just preface that. I don't think that Israel could ever be the third rail without Satan blinding most of our powerful so-called Christians and allowing this to go on. Exactly, Pastor. When you say, I see this article down here, it's this article. Once again, people, the article is on ChuckBaldwinLive.com. It's called They Don't Call Israel the Third Rail of Politics for Nothing. It was printed. It was published. It came out October the 6th of 2022. And it starts, it says, everyone. Pastor starts off with this right here. He says, everyone, and I mean everyone in politics and the news media, knows that Israel is untouchable.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at bloodriverradio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, just in case you're tuning in, you're probably not. Well, everybody's probably on board. We did this article with interview with Pastor Chuck Baldwin last Wednesday. And just like I say, I know I'm repeating myself, just in case you're just tuning in, we were really fortunate. We were able to land the one and only Chuck Baldwin. He's an amazing person. He puts out a newsletter every week. But anyway, he's really nailed it. I got him off kind of off track in the beginning of the tape. Like I'm world famous for going down rabbit trail. But what he did, he really covered some hardcore stuff. I'm glad he did. But now we're getting into the meat of his article he wrote called, and this is about the fourth time I've said it, "They Don't Call Israel the Third Rail of Politics for Nothing." And in that, he's going to tell you why they call Israel the third rail of politics. He's going to name almost every single thing that the international Jews are involved in. And with that, people, if you will, tune in. I hope you love this interview with Pastor Baldwin as much as I did. So go ahead, Mr. Jay and Miss Lizzie, go ahead and let it roll. It says, everyone, Pastor starts off with this right here. He says, everyone, and I mean everyone in politics and the news media, knows that Israel is untouchable. That's assuming that the politician or the media personality wants to keep his job, of course. And Pastor went on to say that he was alerted to this. He knew a congressman, of course we can't mention his name, told him in a private conversation back in the 90s that Israel was a third rail of politics. If you can, Pastor, exactly what is the third rail of politics? Why does Israel have the, no, this is a rhetorical question, why is it the third rail of politics?
Well, the third rail goes back to the days of the old electric cars and the buses and things like that. And in order, you know, to make the vehicles run, there was a third rail involved with the mechanics of the electric vehicle, whatever it was. And you know, if anyone, the conductor or a passenger or anyone, touched the third rail, they would be electrocuted to death. And so it was well known back in that, they were going back a long time ago, obviously, that the people of that era understood if they were going to ride those electric trolley cars and things of that nature, that the one thing you did not do is touch the third rail because you would be electrocuted to death. And so that's where the term came from, the third rail. But then it became applied to politics many, many years ago. And the third rail of politics is Israel. And I was so naive back in the 1990s. I was doing my national radio talk show, and I was good friends with several congressmen and senators at that point. And I had one of them on the air, and we got to talking about things that were going on in the Middle East and blah, blah, blah. And I was pointing out some inconsistencies of our foreign policy relative to Israel and the Palestinian people and things of that nature, things that I didn't understand and was trying to get answers for. This congressman was very informed about all that. And he made it clear that that was an issue that he just couldn't discuss. And when I pressed him a little bit, he told me, he said, well, and he gave the quote that you just did, Israel is the third rail of politics, and we don't talk about it. And so I was so naive at the time, I didn't even understand what that meant. So after the show, I had to go look it up. You know, well, what does that mean? And so that's where I found, you know, what it was all about. And so then I got, oh, okay, it's an analogy. And, you know, it's the one thing that if you touch, you die. You know, it was the one thing on the electric car that if you touched, you died. And so this was the one thing that in politics, if you touch, you die. And how many politicians have truly not only lost their careers, but lost their lives through trying to touch the third rail. And so that was the basics of the message. And of course, I just came out with another column about Kanye West, you know, the black entertainer who is probably going to go bankrupt. He's been dropped by all of his corporate sponsors, and he's now the scourge of the entertainment business because he touched the third rail. There's a basketball player, NBA, a superstar, that same thing, Kyrie Irving, and he just lost his contract with Nike. And then the NBA general managers got together last week and made the public statement that he'll never play professional basketball again. Well, he touched the third rail. Now there's another third black entertainer that just came out a few days ago on Saturday Night Live, of all places, one of the most popular programs on television, and he came out in support of the things that Kanye and Kyrie were talking about relative to Israel. So it's going to be interesting to see what they try to do to him. So it seems like some of these, for some reason, some of these black entertainers have all of a sudden gotten a spine of courage and conviction that you won't find in 99% of the pastors in this country. But that is the issue that nobody can talk about without losing their career, losing their financial income, losing their livelihood, and potentially losing their life. Just one quick story. You know, after I began to understand this situation regarding Zionist Israel, back in the mid 2008, 2009, 2010, in that time period, I became acquainted with Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney from Georgia.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you know about, yeah, she's she and I don't agree on most political subjects, but the one thing that we definitely do agree on is the Zionist state of Israel. And she told a story, and she's told this to the media, and she talks about it in her public appearances whenever she speaks around the country. But she told me in person that when she first got to Congress, the first time she was elected and she went to her office, she wasn't there a week. And she was approached by members of the Israeli lobby. And, of course, the Israeli lobby is the most powerful lobby in Washington, D.C. by far. They are more powerful than all of the rest of the lobbies put together.
Yes,
and
sir.
They came to her, and they had a piece of paper for her to sign. And basically, the paper was a contract that said, as a congresswoman, she would never condemn the state of Israel or its actions. And if she would sign that, they would make sure that she had all the money she needed for future campaigns and her reelections and, you know, da-da-da. If she didn't sign it, then they would make her life miserable and they would probably defeat her from Congress and her career would be over. That was the threat that they gave her when they gave her the paper to sign. And so you have to know Cynthia. She is a strong person, and whenever they tried to bully her into signing that piece of paper, she absolutely refused to do it and threw them out of her office. But true to their word, they did raise millions and millions of dollars against her, and they got her out of office. They were true to their word. They ruined her career. But she told that story, and she continues to tell it all over America. And according to Cynthia, every congressman and senator that goes to Washington, they get that same visit from those Israeli lobbyists, and they are approached with the same contract. And the vast majority of them, 99.9%, all sign it. And that's why you'll never hear anybody in Washington, Republican or Democrat, say anything negative about Zionist Israel. Now, there's two or three exceptions on the progressive side of the Democrat aisle. AOC and some of those folks will say something once in a while. But even they, in their rhetoric, will not follow up with action. And so, again, Israel is the third rail. You do not talk about it or you die. And so that's how much control the Israelis have over the United States government.
James Traficant could well, if he could speak from the grave where he choked on a chicken bone, so to speak, when he went over, I'm sure you know this story, Pastor. When James Traficant represented one of his constituents who was accused of being some kind of a guard in Auschwitz in World War II. So we went over to Israel in an Israeli court of all places, said the fellow was innocent. He let James Traficant take his constituent back home. But James, sure you know this story. James Traficant, suffered political suicide, and he was, I think, run over by his own truck or something, you know. But, you know, Pastor, also, to illustrate the power, you said, and I knew there was a lot of them, that there's, I think, at least 100 or more government employees, congressmen, senators, people in you know, the State Department that are dual citizenships. I mean, this makes me want to puke. Yeah. Dual citizenships of, I mean, no other country in the world would tolerate that. But that you said they're dual citizenships of Israel and the United States. And I would add this, to it, that they don't have a dual loyalty, in my opinion.
Right.
That's for certain. Is that true, Pastor?
That's absolutely true. And that's all the ones that we could find. We spent several months investigating that number, trying to find the records of people that were dual citizens with Israel. And we came up with a little over 100. And then, you know, the trail ran dry. That doesn't mean that that's all. That just means that's all the ones that we could find. But there's no doubt in my mind that that number is extremely low, that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of dual citizens in our federal government. But we can't prove that. But we can show that there are over 100. Now, you know, think about any other country that would, you know, want to have a congressman or senator, a dual citizen, with their country. And it's not there. It doesn't exist. But with Israel, over 100 members of the federal government are proudly dual citizens with the state of Israel. And I totally agree with your assessment that they don't have dual loyalty. Their loyalty is to Israel first, and the United States is second. There's no question about that. And that's why all of the policies that come from the State Department, the Defense Department, the White House, are all so favorable to Israel. There is no other country in the world.
Dear Blood River Radio family, that's about it for this first hour. This interview runs over into the second hour. That's why I juggled the way I did the first segment. But anyway, we're running out of time. We're going to segue into the second hour. All right, after this commercial break, we're going to continue with the interview. Then we're going to bring our little sister, Monica Schaefer, on. So hold on to your seats. Be right back.